Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Can get hot at the right time and win it all, so why not us?
Why not us? Thanks, Murph. Really appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
You got it. Take care.
Go get him. Here we go.
Man, we're very fortunate to have him here.
It's a Brewers buzz.
I don't know if he
wanted the Brewers buzz.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Tonight is the night.
Mano e mano. It's go time.
Well, you're trying really hard to make it sexy.
Yes, the famous VP debates of past. We're all thinking about them today. Governor Tim Walz takes on Senator J.D. Vance in tonight's vice presidential debate in New York.
For 90 minutes, they will go head-to-head on the issues that will determine this race: abortion, immigration, and, of course, the economy. There will be no audience, just the candidates and the CBS News moderators, and no opening statements. Now, instead, each candidate will get 2 minutes to answer and respond to each question, 1 minute for additional rebuttals. And in a change from the presidential debate, the microphones will be turned on the whole night.
ABC's Mary Bruce, yeah, no opening statements, no closed off mics, and no fact checking. CBS says, no, not going to do it. That the candidates have to fact check themselves, that they're not going to get into those waters because of some of the controversy during the presidential one a few weeks ago.
And I think the point I raised earlier is you have to know what's coming so you've done your research,
right,
so that your fact check is accurate. And sometimes you don't know in the moment. Like if you hear something that raises an eyebrow, what does anybody do? You go to Google and say, is this true?
Or you look back at some of your other archives.
If you can't do that instantly, then I guess it's not fair to be, well, here's a fact check on you, but not on you.
And I think that's what happened with the ABC one, is they knew some of the statements that the former President Trump was likely going to say, and that's why they were so ready to fact check that, whereas it was more nebulous on the Harris side of things. It's unfortunate because, and it's really difficult for a moderator to be able to do that on both sides and be able to, that's almost impossible.
Well, then let them fact check each other then.
See, I
know.
Let them just lie.
No, you're
because
lying.
They just lie.
Because they call each other out.
They just say, but they, I mean,
just
you
facilitate
could,
the
you
debate.
Could call each other out with another lie. That's my point, is that we can't trust them.
Right.
Which is,
that's
what is
fair.
What does that tell you? We'll just have to hope that they're telling us something that's somewhat close to being accurate. Like, thanks for nothing. Anyway, that's tonight, 8 o'clock start time.
Follow Eric's Twitter feed. He will fact check tonight in real time.
It's difficult to do.
Yes.
The Brewers play at the same time, or there will be in post-Brewers coverage that point, so we won't carry the debate, but it will be on 101.7 The Truth. Meanwhile, a little bit earlier in the day, former President Trump will be in Milwaukee, so he will be here at Discovery World 5 o'clock. So if you live downtown or work downtown, be prepared. You'll see some road closures before and after that event at Discovery World later today.
Sports up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental. Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
And then came the Mets.
And the ball game is over. From 0-5 to OMG. What a ride. The Mets are going to the postseason in 2024.
That call on Sportsnet New York as the Mets clinch a trip to the playoffs and beat the Braves in game one of their doubleheader on Monday. It was a great game. Really good game. First one was pretty good. Second game kind of boring. They lost the second game 3-0, which sends the Braves to San Diego, and New York returns to Brew City.
The Brewers and Mets prepare to meet for a third time, this time in the postseason, as the Brewers get ready to host New York starting today at 4:32. One of the pieces of success for the Brewers, going 5-1 in the regular season against New York, was stealing bases, going 17-for-17. Overall, the Brewers had the second most steals in baseball. Reese Hoskins knows just how valuable that could be.
We just make teams uncomfortable. We're on the base pass, gaining confidence, stealing bases, pushing the envelope a little bit. That just helps the confidence, I think, of the rest of the team. Just continuing to push that chaos, I think, is definitely something that we can leverage into helping us win some games here.
Willy Adames knows it can turn in a moment's notice from anyone.
You can't be surprised. You know, even like Reese could go, you know, at some point, like, you know, like you never know. And I think that's why we were so good during, you know, during the whole season, because We're just aggressive.
From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
First pitch at 4:32 today. Had an audience with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio on Monday, Eric. A few of us invited to talk with him for about 45 minutes at American Family Field. Kind of sat around the table and just fired questions, and he's pretty open. You know, when you think of where we were a year ago right after the playoff run, you've got manager Craig Counsell, hometown guy,
yep,
Brewer through and through, spurns the offer from Attanasio himself, instead goes to the Cubs to make matters worse. And the Northsiders finished 10 full games behind the Brewers in the division. I tried.
You just mentioned losing Craig. I would invite you to please gloat a little bit about how this turned out for Chicago and for us.
I think my superstition does not permit me to gloat. Look, I'm mindful. I looked at some of our metrics this year. The league now has a balanced schedule. You play outside every team outside the league. And on every metric this year, we succeeded.
What? he pivoted a little bit.
Right into statistically, we did well against these teams. We have a winning record on the road and here at home. So he didn't take the bait, E.
Okay.
He said, how did he phrase it? Gloating is not in my makeup.
But he did tear into David Stearns, right?
He really ripped him as well.
Baseball great Pete Rose, dead at the age of 83. Nkembe Mutombo passed away. NBA great, he was 58. He had brain cancer. Monday Night Football, the Lions win easy over the Seahawks. The Titans beat the Dolphins.
And the Packers have the Los Angeles Rams on the road this week. Brother versus brother. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, his brother Mike, is the offensive coordinator for the Rams, asked if the two would be chatting it up this week.
I blocked his calls. He's out. No, I'm sure I'll talk to him. I mean, it's my brother, man. I'm going to talk to him. But we're not going to talk about ball.
If you were calling one of your brothers, right?
I can go a week without talking to my brother. Though, right?
Like, this would be that week?
Hey, so have you talked to Mom lately? Like, how are things
going?
How's
things? Good. Yeah. Can I stop by and see you? Can we have dinner?
Can I have the cabin this weekend?
Packers and Rams, Los Angeles, 3:25 kick Sunday. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today. High of just 67 degrees, and tonight's lows will be chilly. Inland, it could reach... could dip down to the upper 30s tonight for your low temperature. Be closer to the mid-40s if you're by Lake Michigan.
We looked outside, and there was a 30-foot-tall wall of water and rocks and tree debris just coming at us, and it just knocked the house straight down with all of us in it, and we all got washed down river.
Man in North Carolina talking about losing his house in what was left of Hurricane Helene at that point, bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznansky this morning. Yeah. Point is, these pictures out of the southeast are amazing, and most of them away from where the storm made landfall. Yep. That's what's so remarkable.
Yeah, every hurricane we talked about it, like, you know, leaves its mark in a different way. You know, you had the complete opposite with Harvey a few years ago, where it sat on the coastline and Houston area got dumped with 50 inches of rain. This one moved in fast. And it moved inland fast. I mean, it made landfall one evening, and then the next morning you woke up and the storm was already past Atlanta and working its way into the Carolinas. So when it moves that fast, it's able to keep its strength. So, well, not completely, but enough to cause all this damage and still have a ton of rainfall with it. Georgia's a mess with tons of trees down. They have the Valdosta area. All the way up into northern Georgia. I mean, there's still like hundreds of thousands, if not a million people without power. It is an absolute mess.
I mean, we heard some crazy numbers of like 50 trillion gallons of water being dumped in a matter of a couple of days. I mean, just numbers that we can't even process.
Yeah. Asheville, North Carolina, especially. You had some spots that were up in the mountains outside of Asheville that were popping over 20 inches of rain, and then all that water comes rushing down. That's unheard of for that area. And when you get that much rain, I hate to underplay anything, but like, it's one thing to get 20 inches of rain if you're like in a, like, if you already live in a bayou or a marsh.
Right.
It's another to get 20 inches of rain where you're in such rough terrain and mountains where this water comes rushing down and it has nowhere to go but the valleys, and the valleys are the cities in Asheville, and you have a tremendous disaster there. It's just, it's a mess. It's I'm guilty of it. Like, I, when a hurricane comes ashore, I always, like, you know, the focus is on, you know, what the wind speed is going to be at landfall and what storm surge is going to happen. The coastline, what coastline is going to just get, you know, devastated. And then you don't think about inland spots. Now, this was definitely a severe case where, you know, it moved so fast inland. But, like, I guess as the days went on, we are seeing more and more how devastating this hurricane is.
It also was so big, Niz, like across, yeah. Right? I mean, the winds that we had this weekend, that was like a result of that. That's how it touched us?
Absolutely. Yeah, related. So when we saw the little bit of clouds that we had at times this weekend, that was fringe clouds of the hurricane. And you're right, the wind that we had directly related to the hurricane, because wind is created by change in pressure, and we had high pressure to the north of us, and then we had the low pressure, which was the hurricane, to the south of us, and we're right on the fringe of that. And yes, the 30 mile per hour wind gusts that we had related to what was left of the hurricane. And just a monster of a system, and devastating for them. You guys will have to talk to Tyler Moore, meteorologist Tyler Moore. I don't know if you've discussed it with him, but he was supposed to have his wedding this weekend in Asheville.
Oh,
that's where him and his fiance Justine went to school. They fell in love with that community, and you know, Tyler and his soon to be wife are like so compassionate that they like, and I'm not just saying this. Some people always just say, oh yeah, they're caring people. They are so compassionate that, like, Tyler's like, doesn't say anything about how disappointing it is about the wedding. He's more concerned about, you know, that community and the lives lost and stuff. It's pretty bad.
Hundreds still unaccounted for us, so that story is not going to get any better anytime soon. As of now, there's no other storms rolling through there, right, that we can anticipate?
Yeah, nothing in the immediate future. It is still the end of the beginning of October, where this is still, you know, in the heart of hurricane season. So we got to buckle down for a few more weeks, and then things start to slowly go down by the end of October and into November. You still could get hurricanes then. But usually the big ones, usually the peak time is, you know, now and starting to wrap up in a couple weeks.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski with us. All right, real quick, how you feeling about the Brewers, Niz?
I like the Mets matchup, and I hate to say that because that was the now, right. So the Mets will spank us. But it is the draw that I think we wanted. You know, we catch them. Yeah, we just got done playing them. They were just in Milwaukee. Now they got to fly back into Milwaukee after playing a doubleheader. And it is kind of the matchup. I like it. I like the team. Me personally, this is a team that I've been able to latch onto. We've got, you know, players that are enjoyable. They seem to be having fun. Names and you know, they're just an exciting team. So I'm all in.
Niznanski, all in on the crew. Thanks,
all
my
right.
friend.
All right, guys. See ya.
And that's a forecast we can take to the bank.
Take it to the bank. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and we have your playoff manager on the line, Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
Roof open or closed, what's your preference this afternoon and into the evening?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I think 4:30
top
game.
Top of mind.
Yeah, 4:30 game. You know, there's some pretty stiff shadows sometimes, but you just like it to be fair for everybody, and you know, sometimes the shadows play havoc, but you can't worry about it. It's playoff time. It's all bets are off. Just get it done.
I want to ask you about how things turned out in terms of opponents. So you had the Mets in here for the weekend series. They had to fly to Atlanta for the doubleheader, burned through a lot of arms yesterday in making sure that they made the postseason. Now they fly back here tonight. How do you feel that impacts how things play out tonight?
Well, they earned a playoff opportunity, and they're excited, and they didn't really burn through many arms. If you look at it, they really have their 1, 2, and 3 ready to go. So it's, from a pitching standpoint, they didn't have to burn through arms. They used their bottom guys. They didn't really go after it in the second game. So the fact that they had to fly back and forth is, you know, I think it's probably good for us, but at the same time, you know, it's baseball. They've got a ton of veterans. You know, they have a $300 million budget. So it's they have a ton of veterans, ton of guys that have done this, played in the All-Star game, MVPs. They have it all. So very formidable opponent. But we've done some good things, too. So we're excited.
Have you seen David Stearns? Is he strutting around like he owns the place?
No, he's great. I got a chance to see David when we started the series. You know, he'll always be a friend. He's great. They're excited that they got in, and you know, they started so slow, so nobody expected it until late in the season they started to play great. Their second half was whatever it was, 64-31, their last 90 games and 95 games. So they've been very, very good. They got their top three pitchers ready. So we're not, it's not lopsided because they went to Atlanta. They went to Atlanta and earned a right to be in the playoffs, and they're excited. But,
Murph, do you know, and if you do, would you say what the rest of your rotation looks like? We know Freddie starts tonight. Do you know who game two is at this point?
Well, I mean, we got a pretty good idea. I mean, you have a pretty good idea. It's one of our guys that we're probably, because they don't have a lot of left-handed hitters at the top, we're probably not going to use an opener. So it's probably either Frankie or Aaron Zavalli. So everybody can figure that out. But, we're not trying to hide it from everybody. We just need to go one game at a time and blow through it, you know, and get to the next round.
Murph, did you ever cross paths with Pete Rose? Rose passing away yesterday. He was 83.
No, I did. No, I know. He had a great life. I know he would have liked to go to his grave knowing he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think at some point people will recognize that while this guy isn't proud of probably what he did, but, you know, he did a lot on the field. He did a lot for the game and was just a tremendous player. So I think probably someday people recognize that and he gets in some sort of way for his accomplishments on the field. It's a sad day. I got to spend a little time with him in Florida way back when. And he was a pretty intense guy.
Hey, Murph, we got to tell you, Vince makes fun of me because I always bring up this. It's the Brewers buzz. That's our Brewers buzz. And the reason we play that is because, no joke, it doesn't even get asked about. I'll be talking to just anybody, and all of a sudden, somehow the Brewers come up. I'll just ask, like, my wife's aunt, like, how you doing? And she's like, oh, well, the Brewers. It's like on everybody's mind. Like, thanks to you and what you guys are doing, like, the Brewers buzz is real. It's just people are walking in a happier pace the last several months because of how well this team has played. And not only that, how much fun they are to root for. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. I don't interact all that much, you know, with fans and things like that. And it's a shame you miss out on stuff like this. But it's been a fun ride. It's been a enjoyable thing to watch these young players. I mean, we'll start six guys tonight, maybe seven, but we'll start six for sure. That they're either first-year players or just into their second year. And to see them win 93 games in a major league season and be the team that nobody thought could, and it's just been a joy to be around. But we've got more work to do. I don't think they're satisfied with this, and I think they're very capable, but any one of these teams in the playoffs can win. Any one of these, it's been proven over time. Any one of these teams can get hot at the right time and win it all, so why not us?
Why not us? Thanks, Murph. Really appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
You got it. Take care.
Go get him. Here we go.
Man, we're very fortunate to have him here.
It's a Brewers buzz.
I don't know if he
wanted
that.
The Brewers buzz. By the way, a very special look back at the phenomenal Brewers season. We'll do that during the 8 o'clock hour.
And a little bit more of my conversation with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio. Boy, he just raved about the job Murph has done. Of course, who around there isn't?
Right.
But tells a little bit more of a story about how that hire came to be. And we'll do that just after 8 o'clock. Tauscher next.